of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Holy cartwheeling Jehoshaphat, ladies and gentlemen. It's crab diving on a Thursday, hurling at you live because it's 2 p.m.-ish on the Pacific type coast. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live till 4 p.m. Pacific from 5 to 7 on the Eastern type coast. And if it's not between those two goalposts, you're listening to a fucking rerun. So, hey, thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America?
However your ear holes are taking us in, either live or on Memorex.
Memorex?
Yeah, remember
those
commercials?
Was that a cassette tape?
Those were, yeah, back in the old, way back in the old days when the dinosaurs strode the earth. And Jesus was playing frisbee with a raptor.
I remember when
they
you
used
could
to
go to
record sound on these things called tape.
I know. I would go to Camelot Music when I would get a gift certificate for Christmas.
Camelot.
Yep. I wonder what the king is doing tonight. Go fuck yourself.
There we go. There. Less than a minute in, we get our first
reference
here on crab diving.
And instead of buying with my certificate at Camelot, instead of buying a disc, which would have used up the certificate, I would buy a shitload of those Memorex tapes and then record other people's CDs because I was a cheap asshole as a child and I haven't changed.
Welcome to Crab Diving. Join us in the conversation. You can tweet us during the show. Ryan keeps his eyes on the Twitter feed. He keeps his finger on the pulse of the twats that are streaming.
Twat pulse.
Tweets, I mean.
Yes.
And do that at Crab Diving.
Oh, that's right.
Don't forget to follow us on the Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. Lots of fun stuff going on there. Lots of conversations, lots of photographs, memes.
Oh, my God.
Conversations.
I can't.
Shit. Somebody's got their panties in a bind. I had to respond to somebody who's all upset that we're being incivil.
Oh, yes. You know, my favorite thing is looking at all these Mitch McConnell pictures. I used one for our meme for our show today. God, there's nothing more fascinating than watching that creep. Try to like
be human,
express joy or happiness, because it looks like it hurt. It does. Have you seen? There's all these pictures of him smiling because it's going well for him.
Things are going really well for
him. He looks in pain. It looks like happiness hurts him or something.
It very well may.
Oh my God. He takes nobody. Who takes a worse picture than Mitch McConnell?
He's not
photogenic.
Not a real looker. Shows that the people of Kentucky don't give a fuck.
You saying Democrats are more photogenic? Take a better picture.
No, not necessarily. But I'm just saying, obviously, the people of Kentucky don't give a fuck about the photogenic.
I think the liberals
aspect of it
are better looking than the conservatives for the most part, if you think about it.
Well, there's more women.
Yeah. What up?
Probably the same number of homosexuals.
No, really. Well, I mean, you know, not every homosexual is a fucking supermodel.
That's true.
I think, I don't know, maybe it's probably the same. It's probably a similar amount of attractive people are conservative and a similar amount of attractive people are liberal. Maybe. God, that would be a great survey for like BuzzFeed to
do. But if you're really attractive, you don't have to like worry about
what
you look like.
I mean,
you don't have to worry about getting smart.
No, you can be stupid as shit.
So
it's a beauty of having like a perfectly proportioned jawline to your fucking face. You don't have to learn the Pythagorean theory or fractions.
With chiseled features, you could do what you want.
Yes, The world's your oyster.
That's true. Do you remember when we worked for that evil empire in Chicago?
Yeah.
Global accounting / law /
yeah, we
whatever,
eat babies.
Financial services firm. There was one guy who was in the specific practice that I worked in, and he was the fucking golden boy because he was just Mr. Young, Ivy League.
Yeah.
Perfect hair, perfect teeth.
A lot of Nordic track.
He did shit. He did nothing. All they would do is take him on sales calls.
Sit there.
To be charming.
Sit there, dummy.
And charm the people. He made it to like senior manager in an instant because he was in on all those. He was good at convincing people that they needed these bullshit services.
There's nothing better than being attractive.
And then do you remember all the
sexy?
Do you remember all the grunts that were actually doing the work?
They were
crunching
trolls.
The numbers. That were
trolls
working with the spreadsheets and the databases.
They were orcs. It looked like they farmed all that shit out to Middle Earth.
You had to fling meat into the section a cube farm, and like prairie dogs, they would leap up and grab it,
chained to their desk, with bags over their head, too horrible to look at.
Right,
figuring out the numbers,
ciphering away in the cubes.
Meanwhile, a good-looking guy with a jawline. Walking around like an idiot, not a care in the world, doesn't know shit, eating bonbons. Fuck you.
Follow us on the Facebook. There's a lot going on there.
Oh, yeah, so much.
The picture of Mitch McConnell is hilarious. He wrote gross on his forehead. Or did someone else? Was that a real picture of Mitch McConnell that somebody had gross bombed him?
Yeah. Somebody did. Somebody opened up Microsoft Paint, got out the paintbrush, and saved it as a JPEG.
It's kind of a Mitch fest because a couple down.
Mitch McConnell
is the story of the comparing politicians to Disney characters, and there's a picture of Mitch McConnell.
I know,
and that turtle.
Yeah, you know what his wrestling name in high school was? Of course, Mitch the Bitch. That's what his wrestling name.
And then, the one that got me going today is. A story. It's so fucking ridiculous. I didn't even download the audio because it made me crazy. But it's Bill fucking O'Reilly. Bill O'Reilly.
What a dickhead. He's everybody's like shitty, ugly neighbor.
And I quote, "The first salvo this season in the ongoing war on Christmas."
Oh my God. He loves that. Oh, that's his thing, man.
God, Todd Starnes is just having to wear male chastity belts that keep his little weenie from throbbing because of a Christian persecution story.
By the way, don't say Christmas at Crab Diving. Don't put your faith
holidays
on me. Yeah, say holidays. I don't want to hear Christmas anymore.
A little bit later, we've got a little bit of Kirk Cameron to talk about, speaking of Christmas.
Damn.
You know, he's saving Christmas, by the way.
He's stupid, too, right? He's got to just be such a fucking dullard.
I think he's really dumb, greatly intelligent. So Bill O'Reilly, fucking moron that he is, blowhard, bloviating bully.
Blow me.
Was doing a segment about this. Did you hear? It's a school. And they're going crazy on the right. It's the war on Christmas, of course. Little Toddley Starnes.
Toddy.
Coming out and saying that this is, they're removing, making religious holidays illegal.
No, they're not. Illegal? Really?
Such an idiot.
How would that work?
What's happening is, in this school district, there's days off that are given for Christmas.
Okay.
I believe also there's a Jewish holiday that the school is closed on.
Is Todd against
and
that?
Now there's a Muslim group.
No, not a Muslim group.
And O'Reilly says that they're tearing Christmas, they're tearing the Lord out of Christmas, out of schools. Out of religion is being ripped from Christmas like a Brazilian wax.
Right. Oh, it's being
and
electrolysis.
And O'Reilly says it's because of a Muslim group.
That's right. It's true. They're called the anti-Christianistan.
But the Muslim group didn't ask for these idiots at the school. What happened was the school said, all right, we're not going to call these days off Passover day off anymore. We're going to call it Happy Thursday or something. You know,
because it's easier.
Right.
We don't care.
Instead of equating a name to it, we're just going to call it Happy December 25th. Has nothing to do with any religious holiday.
They're going
to
call it Happy Hoogity Boogity Day.
And this Muslim group had requested, all they requested was, can we have a day off for our kids?
No, fuck you. No, no, no.
They didn't say, get rid of everybody else. They didn't say, get rid of the Christians, get rid of the Jewish holidays. They said, hey, the Christian kids have their day off.
Right.
The Jewish kids get their day off to spend with their family. We want this one day off because this is like the big magic day in our magic.
No, 9/11, Benghazi.
And the kids want to stay home with them. Now, they say the school gives students excused absences on those days for religious purposes. So if you've got a snake waving to attend... You can, you know, it's a specific holiday. You get that day off without penalty, but you still miss out on the Muslims are saying, well, our kids are missing out on the schoolwork.
And they got to make all that shit up.
Exactly. They're
it's
being
not fun.
Marginalized and treated differently.
Well, why can't everybody have their stupid holiday on the same fucking day? I fault these religions. It's all, it's first
religion
off,
day.
It's predicated on a bunch of bullshit. Right? So that's number one. So you know what,
okay,
Christians?
If we go for the roots.
And you know what, Muslims and Jewish people? Just have your fucking week off in December or whenever the fuck it is.
Right.
At the same time. And you know what? We'll make it on a time that's not special to anyone, so no one's really losing out. Now, it's too much.
On a Sunday.
Who cares?
Everything on a Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who gives a shit? We'll give everybody the same amount of time off from school. It'll be called Holiday Week. And that way it's easy.
Well, but these guys, the school went too far and ridiculously. Even the school board is saying, look, this ain't our policy to yank the Christmas off of Christmas.
What do you mean?
I kind of agree. I agree with...
Why are we celebrating Jesus' birthday at school?
But it's been so Christianized.
No, he's the reason for the season.
Right, but I'm saying it's there's a lot of people out there that got nothing to do with Jesus that love Christmas.
I love Christmas. Love it.
I love Christmas.
It's my favorite. I love that and Halloween, and I'm not even religious.
And
I love that and Valentine's Day. Oh, that's the best.
That's a great
What a great fucking
holiday.
I love
spending money on
nothing.
Yeah.
Here's some money. It shows you how much I love you. Here's a fucking box of chocolate.
Right.
So it's overpriced.
But if you don't,
right, go to hell.
Not everybody's into Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just most everybody.
Well, I remember my last girlfriend was like, she was kind of anti. She thought it was dumb.
Yeah. I've never really dated anybody that's been into it either. I feel like if you're into Valentine's Day, why would you pick me?
Right.
I mean, you know,
check that off.
It's really
list.
Not.
Bill O'Reilly ringing the clarion bell for those on the right at that. Get ready, everybody. The first salvo.
Right.
The first. This is the term he used. The first salvo has been launched in the war on Christmas.
Right. Do you remember in The Lord of the Rings? You remember in The Lord of the Rings when they find out that the orcs are invading, I don't know, Hobbitville, USA, right. and they send the message by lighting those fires?
Right.
Signal fires. What were those called? The fires of...
I don't remember.
Of Hoogity Boogity Bell. Yeah, it's some big fucking dramatic name. It's the same thing here.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's it. Prepare for the war on Christmas, everybody.
Fuck you.
It's coming. It's a coming down the street.
Right. The war on Christmas. Christmas. Interesting.
Speaking of the war on Christmas, before we get to the headlines of what's going on, we might as well talk about Kirk Cameron a little bit since that's his gig
right
now.
Is it why isn't he why isn't he teaching college somewhere? Why isn't he teaching English?
Because he's out spreading the good word of the Lord Jesus Christ, Ryan.
What a dullard. I mean, he's really kind of a dipshit. I mean, has he ever been known for being smart or brilliant?
I don't
know. This isn't fair. I don't know anything about Kirk Cameron.
I don't know anything about him, but he's deluded. Whether he's intelligent or not, I think he's profoundly deluded.
I just think anybody who has such a great gig as a kid, really, all you have to do is sit there and enjoy being Mike Seaver, or you can fuck it up. It
looks like somebody fell face first into a little shoe polish.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Looks like Kirk Cameron might be using a little Just for Men.
Oh, really?
On the beard, yeah. He must be graying up, because that's a dark fucking beard. So, he was on Fox News.
He looks dumb.
He was on Fox News.
Oh, right.
Hard
news, really. They just call it Fox.
There was a news story that, Fox has this graphic that calls it the war on faith.
Yeah.
Or the attack on faith.
Right.
Because, the world's coming for faith, man. So Kirk Cameron was on, he's out, trying to hawk this ridiculous movie of his, Kirk Cameron Saves Christmas.
Ooh.
And he said that, he was talking about this group, the Maryland School Board, that took these holidays off, because he says that, quote, education is inherently religious.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
He says, look, it's Washington, D.C., he said on Fox and Friends.
Oh, God, I hate him already.
Steve Doocy, mouth open like a bird.
Yeah.
Brian Kilmeade.
Dude. Oh, tell us. Talk to us, Kirk Cameron.
Tell me about the rabbits.
Tell us about how evil the people on the left are.
Yeah.
Kirk Cameron says, I mean, we already know that this city has a reputation for being godless. And so I think it makes sense to most Americans that if they're going to take Christmas off the calendar, well, if the Grinch showed up actually in a city, it would probably be that city.
Wait, he believes in God and the Grinch?
If the Grinch showed up.
If. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. Were you there?
No.
He insists that Americans in the heartland still celebrate Christmas. We still give our kids presents. We say Merry Christmas. And then Fox News host, I think this is the ninny that's sitting in for Elizabeth Hasselbeck while she's off on her medical leave. We wish Elizabeth well. We miss her profound moronitude.
Yeah, get well soon, stupid.
Ainsley Earhart.
Hello, Ainsley. Uh-oh.
Without seeing Ainsley, describe her.
Blonde,
ding,
hot,
ding,
leggy,
ding,
easy, breezy, beautiful.
Not that that
she hot
qualifies her
for real.
Yeah, she said, "Well, what do you think about the minority affecting the majority?" Which, to the Christian fuckwads out there,
yes,
that are screaming about this. Well, there's more of us, therefore we should make everybody pray.
Didn't Jesus say something? You had to take care of the least of me, or some bullshit like that. The lesser.
Well, and also the founding fathers that
right.
they love to foist up
right.
as deities themselves.
Yes,
Created this whole thing and left the whole religion intentionally out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I'm a founding father. I can't come to the phone right now. I'm outside beating a slave.
And the whole part of our system is so that the majority cannot trample the rights of the minority.
It's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Right. And this moron, Ainsley Earhart, is... Well, what do you think about the minority affecting the majority?
Oh, my God.
What do you think about all those black people?
I don't know, Ainsley.
Those black people vote,
Oh,
that's
shit.
A minority.
Don't make her cry.
Kirk Cameron responded, well, we're talking about education. And I think problem is that the education is inherently religious. What is an education that doesn't address ultimate questions like, who are we? Why are we here? What's the meaning of life? Ugh. How about what's two and two, you cunt?
How about... How about you grew up as Alan Thicke's son on a stupid fucking sitcom?
Right.
And now I have to listen to you about the afterlife.
How about physics? Yeah. How about biology, you twat?
How about your god's stupid? How's that? Let's just
what education doesn't address ultimate questions like
your god's
who
a
are
dipshit.
We? Why are we here? Right. I don't want my kids' education to be why are we here? Take philosophy in college, you idiot.
Yes.
When your stupid besotted brain can start understanding shit.
Until then, sit
until
there,
then, add two and two.
Stare at the wall. Learn about evolution.
And we and us and monkeys have similar ancestors.
Yes,
fuckwads.
You came from monkeys. Get used to it.
Oh, we come from monkeys.
What's wrong with
you
a monkey?
Go show me a monkey right now. That's turning into a human.
Yeah,
I don't know. Anyway, he says, Kirk Cameron. If so, if you try to pull religion or faith out of schools, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
And then he shit in his hand, ate it, and threw it across the studio.
So if you try to pull religion or faith out of schools,
ouch,
you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. So there's the blatant agenda of the Christo-fascists that they want religion back in public schools.
I know, but still, the statement Kirk Cameron makes doesn't make any sense. You're in between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
Is he just – I hate these dumbasses that just throw out cliches.
That's what that's
rock and a hard place.
If you pull religion or faith,
rock and a hard place.
Okay, well, you know, let's put some Sharia in schools.
Sure, that'd be great.
What?
In this situation, Kirk.
Let's put some Satanism.
Is it Kirk or Kurt?
Kirk.
I always forget. It's a Kurt Shatner and Kirk Cameron, or is it both? No, Captain Kirk.
Both Kirks.
Oh fuck me,
Captain Kirk and Kirk Cameron.
So dumb.
Kurt Schilling.
Kurt Schilling.
Who is also in the news.
He's a right-wing dude.
He spent much of yesterday on Twitter.
Oh, boy.
Somebody allowed him to access his own tweets.
Not a good idea.
And he went after evolution.
Well, listen.
I didn't know he was that much of a... I mean, I knew he was a right-winger. I didn't know he was a Christian right-winger.
They toted him out, I think, on the Today Show when Bush was running for president, and he came on there and was like, you guys really need to vote for George Bush.
But he's a no-evolution right-winger. How could he be that dumb?
How could you be that anti-science? Because, he just beat cancer. He just came back from chemotherapy and from chewing tobacco.
It's inexplicable to me.
You don't mind that science, do you? The science that brings radiation to your tumor to zap it out of your fucking body that saves your stupid life?
And again, I don't know. I've said it a million times. Believe what you want. But if your belief system is in conflict to observable, measurable facts.
Right.
You might need to relook at your belief system, try to change the facts.
For instance, you and I have been enjoying this amazing Facebook thread.
Yes.
My brother, he said I could talk about this on the show.
120 comments when I last looked at it.
I never really thought about Noah's Ark that much. I just assumed, I don't know, it's one of those stories in the Bible. It's fucking bullshit, right?
So stupid.
I never thought about it. But when you really break down the whole idea of it, two of every one type of animal on a single boat, made of wood, no plumbing.
Well, and the whole story.
Eh.
God is all powerful.
Right.
So
how'd you get the animals to the dock, all the animals?
Why not just blink? Or scratch his taint or whatever and cause all of the nasty humans that are all evil.
Right.
That have turned the world into Sodom and Gomorrah. Apparently everyone was running around fucking each other in the ass and bumping beavers and stuff.
Imagine God looks down. He's like, God, the only people we're saving up. Well, wait.
Is that drunken asshole and
Noah.
His couple of kids.
Right.
Eight people. You know how I know it's eight people?
How?
Because of that one jerk off on that thread in your brother who is desperately trying to defend the veracity of the story of fucking Noah's Ark that there was a real flood and there was a one real goddamn big boat that every fucking organism on the planet somehow made it to.
And I never thought about the idea of the urine on the Ark. What would you do the piss? I mean, did you see that? It's a good point.
There's a fascinating scientific debate going on
as
to tonnage of shit. Ugh. Gallons of piss, and whether or not eight people could shovel and or I don't know, bail?
Shit.
All of that shit and piss.
All out of the boat.
Out of the boat.
And the pitch and roll of the boat upon the waves would make it virtually impossible to keep all the animals caged in such a storm.
Which, again,
should this have happened?
Believe away.
Yeah.
Believe that. Lay there
right.
in your barca lounger, you fat fuck, and believe whatever the hell you want. It doesn't affect me in the tiniest, cuntiest hair.
Sit there and believe that God works in mysterious ways that allow him to dispose of millions and millions of gallons of urine.
But when you start foisting that shit upon the government and trying to force public funds to go for teaching your bullshit, that is when I become outraged. I've said I'm an atheist, but I'm kind of a quiet atheist. Nobody knows if I go to a dinner and everybody says, let's say grace, I don't stand up and leave the room. I don't start reading from Carl Sagan's book.
You take off your pants, take a shit in the stuffing.
I do.
That's what you do every time.
I don't grab a baby to eat or grab a virgin to sacrifice. I bow my head and I pretend to say along and play along just like everybody else. When people say God bless you, I say thank you. If people say they're praying for me, I say thank you. But this, when your God is climbing my fence and shitting in my yard, that's when we have a problem. And that's what a lot of these dominionists, these Christian dominionists don't understand, is they don't they can't comprehend the fact that they can't stuff their religion in your asshole.
Wait a second. That's why. Yeah. It's tough to get it in there. It's like getting a square peg in a round hole.
It doesn't. It's like, what?
Yes.
What do you mean I can't stand on the corner and yell at you that you're going to hell and you're going to fry? What do you mean I can't, in a public school, hang pictures of some medieval or some Bronze Age torture device?
Right.
Some bloodied, soon-to-be zombie hanging from it.
Water storage on the Ark. Storing water from before the flood would have been insurmountable. Assume that at least 100...
Wait a second. How do we know that the flood was saline?
They would need 75,000.
But how do we
200
know,
gallons.
How do we know God didn't flood with fresh water?
Oh, that's good. I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know.
It's all.
I wasn't there.
It's just beyond frustrating to me that any amount of debate is occurring about this.
16,000 animals were on the ark. Feeding all the animals would be literally impossible. Keep in mind, 8 people equals a maximum of 192 people hours per day. They're breaking down the math.
So, it's so ridiculous. And now with Kirk Cameron running around saying that, well, you know, religion is ultimately, education is ultimately religious.
You know, they play shuffleboard on the Ark.
Do you equate the quest for knowledge with religion?
No.
In any form.
No.
It's the opposite.
Right.
Follow what's in this book. God damn it. Don't think. Except the, some of the Jews.
Turn on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Some of the Hebrew dudes are way into like study and scholarism.
Boring.
You know, there's atheist Jews.
What?
Well, yeah.
How's that work?
I don't quite get it either. But it's more of a they adopt the Judaism as more of a practice, rather than a spiritual philosophy,
right.
Or more of a like a day-to-day outlook on life.
It's just
like a Buddhism. Like Buddhist isn't, you aren't worshiping a god. They don't, dummies, in case anybody stumbled upon our show, that is.
Buddhism, they're basically Satanists.
That thinks that Buddha is a god that they worship.
Right.
It ain't true.
No, he is. He's a big fat guy. I thought Buddha was a big fat guy that you worship. You chant to. Buddha.
You don't chant to Buddha.
You chant at him? With him?
No. But you.
What's the fucking point? Honestly, what's the point of Buddha then if you don't pray to
it? It's becoming enlightened. It's becoming personally enlightened so that you're not a fucking dickwad. That's what all the, you know, the basis of so many of these religions.
You know what would be funny? God, that's a great character. A main character in a rom-com. An asshole who is a Buddhist. That would be amazing. How do you find that? The asshole Buddhist.
The asshole Buddhist.
That needs to be a podcast on our network. We have so many great shows on the network, by the way. You got to check them all out.
The unkind Buddhist.
We need that. The asshole Buddhist.
Listen to the other great. What other shows do we have here on the network, Ryan?
We got the Cannolingus.
We do.
Coming up right after this show on a rerun, we have the Daily Upper Decker Sports Podcast.
In fact, tonight, 7 o'clock, we're going to have a rerun of The Hollywood Hick.
Hell yeah, mother truckers.
Starring the inimitable, or I guess he is imitable.
What does that mean?
He can't imitate him.
Yes.
But you can imitate Brent, I guess.
Oh, yeah. He's fun to imitate.
But he's definitely one of a kind. Brent Paris on The Hollywood Hick, the rerun of Tuesday's show will be tonight, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah, y'all listen.
And then followed immediately afterwards.
Hello.
By The Daily Upper Decker, which is weekly.
Yes, it's a show where they go and bash the Chicago Bears.
We're running it, right now as we are filling up the airwaves.
The spectrum.
The spectra.
Of entertainment.
As we do that, we are letting you guys know that we're just going to be rerunning the shit out of shit.
Right.
Oh, by the way, that for a technical term?
The podcast that we're waiting on, my friend John Silva that I do comedy with, his show's going to start maybe the next couple of weeks or so. I'm not going to say the name that he sent me, a possible name, but it's crazy. We got a lot of crazy shows.
We have a lot of crazy shows here on the network.
You must stay tuned to us.
Both on the way and here now.
True.
I was just listening to the
how does it sound?
Checking the stream. We sound amazing, mellifluous.
Oh my god!
And like Angel P hitting your ear holes.
Oh, by the way, big ups to and shout out to Explicit Atheist. Retweeted us. You said Bill O'Reilly screams war on Christmas.
Yeah, it's driving me crazy. We're just that talking O'Reilly about bullshit. That. Yeah. So Kirk Cameron also, you know, he's run around. He's got a bullshit movie to sell.
Yeah, that's a good movie, too.
Go to, it's Saving Christmas, Kirk Cameron. By the way, go to Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon if you somehow feel the need to buy Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas. I'm sure it'll be available on Amazon.
We'll take your stupid money.
We will take your money very happily for that. Actually, it's not your money we're taking. We're taking a little bit of Amazon's money from that.
That you're giving to Kirk Cameron to buy a shit movie.
We're taking a little bit of Cameron's money, maybe, if he gets a percentage of the
back end of what's it called?
The Kirk Cameron Saving Christmas.
It's Christmas. Go fuck yourself.
Kirk says, I'm making Saving Christmas because I love Christmas. I love everything about it.
What a dullard.
I'm a sucker for all of it. And, of course, the nativity. And there's a lot of people who really want to put a big wet blanket on the celebration.
I'm a sucker for all of it.
He's upset about the, you know, nativity scenes being taken out of.
Oh my god!
Of
it's the worst
places that are, I don't know, governments.
Who's taking those out?
Well, they're asking for equal time.
Oh, okay.
So these are the places that are having to put up like Festivus poles.
Baphomet.
Yeah.
Baphomet with the big heart on. Wasn't that in New Orleans or something?
Yeah, they're still waiting they're still waiting on the decision in Florida. Because the ACLU has already warned I forget which county, it's probably Broward,
that's not the worst county in Florida. I mean, I know it has a bad track
they're
record.
They're doing really poorly right now with fighting the atheists, but...
Okay, listen, on that shit, yes, I totally agree with you, but there are places in Florida, if you don't watch where you're going, in these wetlands, a fucking alligator will drag you into the swamp and you will be dead.
Or chomped.
Or some crazy inbred rednecks will come out of the woods and drag you into the forest and beat you and rape you. Broward County's a little bit more civilized. Yes, backwards in politics.
But I think, I forget which county it is, but the it might even be like Miami-Dade. I mean, it might be a big
one. It's fine
in
Miami.
But they didn't want to allow the atheists or the Satanists.
Ooh.
I think the atheists even have a display, but they wouldn't allow the Satanists to put up a display of, I remember there was a picture of it. It was a picture of Satan falling from heaven. It was like a diorama.
Oh, wow.
It was
cool.
like a Ken doll turned into Satan. Like they spray painted him and falling from the clouds. And it was supposed to depict Satan's fall from heaven. There was nothing offensive about it.
Yes.
It didn't say, you know, there was no urine-soaked Christ wafer or anything.
Did Satan have a big throbbing boner?
No, that was that weird. That was that weird statue that appeared, right? In
it's the funniest thing.
Vancouver
ever.
Or something. It was a weird statue that just appeared out of nowhere at a public area.
Hey, what's Satan doing with a boner?
Satan, giant boner, Satan.
Buff him up.
But now they're saying, you know, you got to allow the Satanists.
Yeah, God.
As long as it's not offensive to, like, you know, there's no titties or fucking or anything disgusting.
Yeah, yeah.
Or any swear words. They really can't not allow it. But the Christians are like, well, Satanism is a direct attack on us.
So what?
Like, they'll put up with the Hindus.
Big fucking
They'll
deal.
Put up with even the Festivus God. Pole.
You're on the money!
But the fact that Satanism is, you know, the direct enemy.
It's like, there's no war on Christmas, dude. You're on the money. You're in the fucking... Don't they mention God in the Constitution? Some bullshit. Isn't God everywhere? There's all kinds of Christian shit ingrained into our society.
The Declaration. Relax. They love pointing to that one. There's no God mentioned in the Constitution.
Oh, okay.
But they love bringing out the Declaration, which is they are endowed by their creator. Creator! It's a capital C, even.
There's all kinds of creators. You know who's a creator? Jerry Seinfeld, Larry David, they created Seinfeld.
Well, and they...
We created this show. We're creators.
Jefferson and the boys obsessed over every syllable in that fucking document. You notice they didn't say, by the almighty Lord God.
Yes.
They didn't say Jesus Christ and the Lord God.
They stayed late. They stayed late working on that, and sometimes they got home so late that the slaves had to wait really long for their dinner.
They had to order pizza.
For the slaves.
The... and they intentionally said endowed by their creator.
Endowed.
Their creator.
Yes.
Not the creator.
Their creator. It could be any creator.
It could be the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Right.
It could be
Aquaman.
A big giant anal wart.
Baphomet
is your creator.
Right? Anal vault.
So yeah, Kirk Cameron is also saying, now listen to this spinning.
Yes.
Of course, who would be surprised that there's any rewriting of history from Kirk Cameron? But he's saying that, you know, all this tree stuff and all these other things, when the evil atheists and the anti-Christians always like to point out how the tree is a pagan symbol, that the pagans started that and that the Christians wanted...
Cool.
To take over the pagans and make them happy and make them turn them into Christians. So they said, oh, well, we like that tree. We can use that tree with the stuff hanging on it. That's cool.
Right. Wow. Pagans are awesome, though.
They get
naked, running around topless all the time.
He says, you have people who want to pull down nativity scenes. You have lawsuits showing up in schools that can't have Christmas performances. It has to be winter break or holiday break.
So what?
Or sparkle season. Who the fuck calls it sparkle season?
I do. I love it. Can we call it that?
Sparkle Christmas season?
Welcome to sparkle season, guys.
Hey, everybody here on Crab Diving, it's sparkle season.
Don't say Christmas. I'll hit you with a chair.
They want to take that out of Christmas so they don't offend people who hate Christmas.
I hate it.
And then we have a new group. Uh-oh.
Oh, what?
And then we have a new group who are telling us convincingly that Christmas is actually a celebration of paganism.
Oh, is he talking about ISIS?
He says that Christians only picked December 25th. According to Cameron's new movie, Christians only picked December 25th as a day to celebrate Christmas because it was the day Jesus was born. And even Christmas trees are based on the Bible.
Wait, where do you...
First of all, how do they know what day Jesus was born.
Well, it's Christmas. It's on the 25th. It's on every calendar.
But it's not in the magic book.
I don't know. Is it not?
No.
Well, when
and in fact, when they do that math shit and that historical shit and forensic archaeology,
I'm stupid,
and try to put together the bullshit stories in the Bible and make sense of it.
Fuck you!
I think they come up with like April or something like that. Like they say, if it was really during the time of this harvest when this was happening, and there was the census going on. And Mary and Joseph had to sleep in a fucking barn or whatever. But if that was the time of year, I think they say that if this shit really happened, it was April-ish.
God, are we just shitting on Christmas today? Is that all we're doing?
You said Christmas. Even the Catholics, sparkle season. Even the Catholics don't believe that December 25th is the actual day Jesus flew forth from the holy vagina.
Really? Gosh. Now my mind's totally blown.
But now this idiot is saying in his movie.
Right. His movie.
That it is. That,
how did it do it? Can.
He says, I want people to walk out of the theater. They will.
Oh, yes. Don't worry, Kirk.
And first of all, have heard the gospel. The good news that God came to remove our sins, died, was buried, and overcame the grave.
How much do I have to pay to see that? $11 or $12? Fuck you,
doesn't
dude.
That sound like a pitch?
Yeah.
Okay. This guy comes, he removes our sins, then they kill him.
Oh, I love it.
They bury him.
Yes.
He comes back.
Okay, I love what you're saying. Do you think we can get a little girl-on-girl action in there at any part of the movie?
Absolutely. Mary Magdalene is
right.
Great.
Yeah, Zoe Deschanel play her, and her girlfriend will be young Sarah Jessica Parker.
He says he hopes that people will walk out and throw their both arms around their Christmas tree, both arms around the gifts and their children and the feasting.
What?
It's going to be messy. And say, Christmas is all about Christ. We want to dive head first in telling the whole world this story of God and his kingdom and how they've been invited to join it.
Now I'm worried about him. Does he walk around with a little helper person? Because he seems like...
I think he might should.
Oh, my God. He needs help. First off, everybody knows you don't hug a Christmas tree. Their furs, or they're prickly.
Right, God,
especially
right.
Like a what kind of, by the way, what kind of Christmas tree do you prefer? Do you like a Douglas fir, or do you like the other kind, the shitty kind?
I couldn't even tell you the shitty. I like those 70 metallic ones.
Oh yeah,
the 70s, 1970s, all metal, shiny metal.
You're such a Grinch.
I'm kidding.
You need to get a live tree.
Get a live tree.
Go kill the planet. I want to get a tree this year. Didn't we get a tree last year at fucking, or did we even do that? We didn't do that, did we?
I don't know if last year we did the Christmas tree thing.
Even for $20, you can get a tree at Rite Aid. Little fucking shitty tree.
So Kirk Cameron is even in the minority of Christianists. Even most Christians are like, well, you know, we've adopted the tree now, but we know it was pagan.
Right.
In the past.
I thought it had to do with the crucifixion. Like, God was crucified on Evergreen. No. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
They asked a pagan high priest. Uh-oh.
Hi.
He won't be able to give the invocation in Broward County.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, for sure.
They asked him about what was going on. He said, you know, the story of Jesus' birth even has some pagan influences
on it. Oh, no, really?
Sorry.
There were animals all around him. I mean, when I used to, my parents, we had a nativity scene, and that was my favorite thing. I got to arrange the nativity scene.
Right.
Like, I had a cow, I had a donkey, I had a little baby Jesus, I had the
wise
dudes.
I used to play
with
that shit, too. It was like, it was like a new G.I. Joe set.
Oh, I know.
I
used to put Jesus on top of the manger, up in the hayloft. I put the cow on top. The wise men were all black.
I know. All of them?
All of them, 100%.
Oh, wow. What a very integrated, I think only
everybody else is white.
Only one of ours was.
Oh, really? Well, it's south side of Chicago, please.
That's right.
I mean, Jesus, white or black in your nativity scene?
Oh, couldn't have been whiter, and Joseph and Mary.
I believe, if I remember correctly, that our Jesus had blonde fucking hair. He's white
the
with
baby
blue
Jesus
eyes. Oh, yes.
Had hair already?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Blonde hair looked like you know. Little surfer guy.
a little Aryan Jesus.
Yes.
So Kirk is saying Kirk Cameron embracing the fact that that, you know, well, trees are Jesus too, and everything's Jesus. Let's spread the good word.
This Kirk that Jesus. Think Jesus is white?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
This pagan high priest said, "When gods were born in ancient mythology."
Oh, oopsie.
Are you suggesting that the Jesus stuff is ancient mythology?
Yeah.
Their arrival was often marked by miraculous occurrences. These occurrences are mimicked in the New Testament with the Star of Bethlehem and the angels heralding the birth of Jesus.
All right. What about the frankincense and the myrrh and the mare or whatever?
He says, this is not to suggest the rest of the Gospels depict Jesus as some sort of ancient pagan deity. They do not. But birth stories in Matthew and Luke do just a little bit.
Oh, it's plagiarism.
Huh?
It's plagiarism. The Jesus story is plagiarized.
Well, yeah, a lot of them copied. It did tell slightly different versions.
I mean, is that plagiarism, or is that like, you know, when the Lethal Weapon movies were real popular, there's a bunch of other buddy movies that popped
mimicking,
out. Is it similar?
Like the Volcano movies when those happened.
Oh, God damn it, man.
And the and Asteroids Coming were fucked movies.
Oh, I hate those.
Speaking of yesterday, very cool.
We almost got hit.
The humankind did something sciencey and amazing and hit. Bill Nye, the science guy, a hero to the cause, suggested it's like hitting a bullet with a bullet.
It's a miracle.
1,000 yards away or something like that. 300 million miles away was this comet. We sent this probe 10 years ago. They launched it. They used the orbit. It like went around the Earth twice. They used the gravity of the Earth to slingshot it to make it go faster and shit. Finally caught up with this comet, fucking landed on the fucking comet.
Bullshit.
And then things went a little awry.
Uh-oh.
It has like three different ways of grabbing on. They weren't sure what the comet exactly was made of. This is the whole point.
Right.
And so they had three different ways. They had these on its little legs. It had little screw augers on the bottom that when it landed, it would go and just screw into the ground, try to hold it.
Yeah.
But they found out that it's too powdery where they landed.
Oh, that's a fuck up.
That didn't work. Then they had some grappling hooks that were supposed to shoot out the bottom.
How cool.
And grab on.
Awesome.
Those didn't work.
God.
And then their last failsafe was thrusters that they put on top of. Just on the top.
To bury
it. Blow it down.
Right.
Blow it downward and
Brilliant.
Hold it. Because the gravity out there is one, I think they said 1/10,000th of what it is here.
Okay.
So it doesn't take much to hold it together, even though they're both hurtling. You know, it's the whole relative thing. They're both hurtling it relative to us, 80,000 miles an hour or something like that. But then that didn't work.
So what are the,
because
what happened?
Of a wax seal.
Oh, shit.
That didn't blow.
You know, this isn't that big of a story. This already, I mean, Bruce Willis did this in
Deep Impact, or was
no,
he
no,
the
no,
other
not
one?
Deep Impact. Bruce Willis, he went on a spaceship with a ragtag team of oil
asteroid
drillers.
We're fucked.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one it was. Deep Impact was the one with Morgan Freeman.
Right. Princess Aerosmith was in this one as well.
Princess Aerosmith.
Yeah, Aerosmith's daughter. That's the
actress,
whatever
her
name is. She's in Lord
Liv
of the Rings.
Tyler.
Yeah, Liv Tyler's in it. Oh God! Just type in Bruce Willis, Liv Tyler, asteroid or something. It's like starts with an A, asteroid, and asteroids upon us, or some bullshit like that.
Armageddon.
All right, start with an A. Great movie.
After discovering that an asteroid the size of Texas,
oh shit,
is going to impact the Earth. Dun, dun, dun.
They built an ark and put two of every animal
they
on
did.
Board.
We're going to build a spaceship.
How did they deal with the piss?
I'm sure. Why haven't they done that yet?
What?
Like a space version of Noah's Ark.
Well, that's been done in movies before. There was some movie where all the rich people had tickets to get in some space ark after the flood.
Did they have two of every animal? Or did
they have genetic material of every animal or something? To be honest, they just had a shitload of white, rich white people they were putting on.
That's white person heaven right there.
Right.
Leave all the brown ones behind.
Not on my ark, stupid.
Not on my ark.
Fuck you.
So that's what's going on with Kirk Cameron.
Right. Well, good. I'm so glad we got to check in with old Kirk.
Defending the honor of Christmas, getting turned over and entered violently.
Yes. I mean, he had the best job on the planet. He was America's heartthrob.
Moron.
Stupid. On a sitcom. Making shitloads of money.
Yeah, he could.
Then he has to tell his co-star, oh, you can't be on the show. You pose naked in Playboy or some bullshit like that.
Right.
What an asshole.
As a teenager.
God, I know.
That would have been really hard to put up with.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you should be on my show anymore.
Oh, my God.
You showed your titty.
Think of all like the sleazy Hollywood type producers and the people that worked on that show. Remember
what?
This is my money tree.
Why
what
is he
doing?
Firing her?
Oh my God! They probably had people that were like trained in talking Kirk Cameron. I mean, he was the face of that show.
Oh yeah.
So they probably had people, handlers, that were like, "Your job is to go to Kirk today and try to make him less fucking crazy."
Didn't he get to the point, allegedly, weren't the stories that like, even...
Allegedly?
Storylines, like, he wouldn't allow...
Oh, my God.
He wouldn't allow them to have him and his girlfriend in his bedroom alone. Like, I mean, what is he... What...
I can't
even... worried that pretending to be in a room alone with a girl is going to make him fuck her?
I remember when I was 17, 18 years old. Had I had my own sitcom, I don't know. Yes. Right, a different world. A lot more
have
fun.
10 girls.
Right. They'd have a different guy. Like they'd have to lock me down like Hannibal Lecter every night. Like, listen, don't let Pfeiffer out tonight. Let's try to not let him catch AIDS.
There'd be a different handler. Right.
Oh, yeah. I'd be... No, after I would get done with...
What do you mean there's not a hot chick on this week's episode?
What? What? Right. I'd throw shit. I'd have so much power. I'd be just punch drunk with lunacy. I'd get done with shooting, and a guy would come with a blow dart and hit me in the neck. Right. Put me out until the next day for filming. Like, you can't let him out tonight.
Why not?
I would have been in rehab like 4 fucking times.
Today we're doing a very special Ryan Pfeiffer show.
He just didn't make it that night. He died at a strip club somewhere in the valley in North Hollywood.
The follow us on the Twitter, at Crab Diving. Tweet us during the show if you like. Phone's coming soon, hopefully.
You know,
also, don't forget facebook.com/crabdiving. This wonderful show streams live 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Every weekday, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Coast, and then after that we rerun a few times, sprinkled in amongst some of the other great programming on the network.
We forgot to mention earlier, Morning Wood starting next week.
Morning Wood launching. Morning Wood is launching. Morning Wood throbbing at you on Monday, 8 a.m. The very funny Mr. Rick Wood. Will be bedazzling you.
Yes,
with
sparkle.
His sparkling personality. What's his morning voice?
What's Christmas now? Sparkle days?
Sparkle season.
Sparkle season, guys!
It's sparkle season. Happy sparkle season. That one's got to really drive them nuts. because that's a little...
love it.
It's a little gay.
Yeah, it's great.
And that's got to drive
them fucking
up the wall. What do you mean, sparkle season?
Yeah, twinkle toes. Yeah. Jazz hands. 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, they're breaking shit?
They're rampaging.
Fuck you!
The Christians are rampaging, everyone, because we're taking Christmas from them, which...
You can't.
Month ago, I was hearing Christmas bullshit.
Oh. I tell you, when I worked at Starbucks, they control the music that's played at their store.
Yes.
And even the player that plays the music, you can't just put a disc in there. Although when I worked there, it was a cassette stereo. They had cassette tapes that played at a specific speed on there that you couldn't put a normal tape in there because it couldn't play it. because it was calibrated to a different speed.
Oh, my God.
So it was only their music. And then you, I think the store managers had to send back all the music when it was done with that season and get the new music, because they wanted to make sure that the, that you could only play those three or four different...
Whatever subliminal God. Buy more coffee, I mean,
really,
bullshit.
It's like North Korea up in that bitch.
Up in that bitch.
I mean, God, and it was the worst. It was like the Peanuts, the Charlie Brown Christmas mix on Starbucks was the most fucking depressing.
Was it the one from the show, or was it like a new
no, it was
update?
Like,
Selena Gomez does whatever.
Who's the guy that... Henry Mancini, did he play Charlie Brown?
I think maybe.
Henry Mancini did one of my most favorite themes to a show ever. That if we had all the money in the world, I'd love to get that for a show here, The Pink Panther.
That'd be a great series. The old series with Steve Martin. Really?
Listen,
I mean, I understand he's got a couple of wives, but...
Dude, he's got some major divorces, so you be nice to Steve Martin. So what? He does comedies with Queen Latifah. My theory is he fell at some point, became brain damaged.
Right. He's got some great shit. Amazing shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Man.
The Jerk is like one of the best movies ever. It's so good.
And his stand-up was great.
His stand-up's awesome.
I had his albums when I was a kid. with King Tut.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
He had the best line about smoking weed in California. He goes, "Yes, California smoking weed. I hear they give you a ticket for that." You know, if you read his, what's that book he wrote about stand-ups? Really, it's Steve Martin Standing Up.
Is that
I read that. It's such a great. There's a great little part in the book where he talks about how he used to get paid to go work at this club in San Francisco, and he would start the show, and there wouldn't be anyone there. But the club owner was like, go do it anyway, even though there's no one there, but just talk loud enough so they can hear you out on the street.
So they can hear you on the street.
Make it sound like there's a show happening, so you walk in. Hey, listen, I've done that before.
I see. Barking, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Oh, yeah. You go out in the street and like, hey, I'm doing a comedy show at this bar. I got free tickets. I got a few free tickets for the empty set of seats. The shitty fucking show.
That's just one of those things that I've always thought was kind of odd. Like it's one of those things that you don't often do spontaneously. You know what I mean?
Like, oh yeah, yeah. No.
It kind of, if I'm walking down the street, I'm usually on my way to or from somewhere.
Yes.
And generally I'm not
look at you
adrift in the wind for some comedian to snare and drag it to a club.
An agenda.
But I mean, don't you think it's kind of weird? I mean, I guess if you're at a vacation spot, like a boardwalk where people just kind of wander looking for shit to do.
But most people have somewhere to be. They have an objective, something they want to do during their day.
Right.
I remember reading a book. Oh, God. It's a great fucking novel. Who wrote Eye of the Needle? Eye of the Needle.
Don't remember.
Damn it. Anyway, it's a great book about spies in World War II. And this one guy was like, you know, you'll get busted as a spy if you walk down the street without a purpose. If you're ambling, that's when you get busted, and that's when you get exposed and taken down as an operative.
Oh.
Always look like you have somewhere to go. Don't dilly-dally.
There you go.
Or they'll kill you.
Or they'll kill you.
Right. Tom Clancy. That wasn't Tom Clancy. Eye of the Needle, whatever the fuck that is. Great book.
We have the internet.
Oh, yeah. No, it's right. You know what the great thing about it is? You used to walk around, sound like an old man. You walk around all day. Who wrote Eye of the Needle? Who wrote Eye of the Needle? Now you just look it up on the stupid computer.
Eye of the Needle is a spy thriller novel written by Welsh author Ken Follett.
That's right. I love it. Is it Ken Follett? Or
Follett. Ken Follett.
He wrote a great book about building cathedrals in the Middle Ages. It's pretty fucking good. I mean, it was transformed into the shittiest fucking TV movie ever to...
Shock.
Oh, God. Horrible.
How'd your wife?
Well, obviously, we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you.
That
we're gonna find you.
That has
find you
like 120 million views on YouTube.
Take that.
He, speaking of right wing nutjobs, you know, he found
Jesus.
Antoine found Jesus, and he's not gay anymore.
Well, okay, good. Hey, Antoine, congratulations! Just in time for the holiday seasons.
In time for sparkle season.
We're gonna find you.
Speaking of musical interludes, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a little break here on the big show. We are here for another hour till 4 p.m. Pacific, till 7.
That's
if you're
right.
Listening to us out in the Eastern Type Coast, we're gonna take a little musical break right now.
Yep.
But first, if you buy shit from Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon for all your shit buying needs. We get a little taste, we get a little cut, a little nibble from the big man, from the corporate overlords.
Pay us.
You don't pay anything extra. We get a little kickback for sending you all to Amazon.
Fuck so you, baby.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon for everything you buy. It would be great to help support our bullshit here. And then also, if you want to buy beer kits, making beer, brew your own beer, come up with some great beer names for your own brews.
Right. The Antichrist.
Then you can go to Mr. Beer, go through our portal again.
Right.
We'll get a little bit of a taste to kick back from the wonderful Mr.
Atheist
Beer.
Atheist IPA.
You can go to crabdiving.com/beer.
That's right.
crabdiving.com/beer/beer You could probably just say slash, right? Everybody knows what that
means. Yeah. You know, it's not a backslash.
It's just a slash.
Right.
Like the guitar player from Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of music, we're about to play some.
We're about to play a couple of songs.
We got
here
a little Rick Wood with the, what is it, Abnormal Cattle?
Abnormal Cattle.
And we got the David O'Grady Trio.
I believe we're going to have Too Dark to See is the Abnormal Cattle song. But
and
first,
Little Train Slave Master is the David O'Grady song.
That's going to be the first.
It's pretty fucking heavy. It's good.
We'll be back in a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go away. Take care of all your needs. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
You never slow me down. Night and day, my
We are back, ladies and germs, here on the Crab Diving Show live streaming. If it's 3:09 Pacific time, or if it's 7:09 Eastern, then you're listening to us live right from our mouth holes to your ear holes.
Danke.
Through the magic of the internets.
Grazie.
If not, then you're listening to a rerun.
Arrivederci.
So it's from the cloud to your ear holes.
That's right. Is that how it works?
It's the sea cloud, the crab diving cloud.
Oh, yeah. The crabby cloud.
The crabby cloud. Don't forget
Welcome.
To spread the crabs. Oh. Go to Crab Diving on Facebook. Like it, share it.
There's plenty of people doing that.
Comment.
Plenty of crab spreading, especially down in Florida.
And, yeah, spring break.
Right. Oh, yes.
Especially.
Are you kidding me? Airbrush t-shirt. I got crabs. Fuck you.
Are crabs a big thing?
Let me hit gravity bong.
I don't know as far as STDs go. Oh, are crabs pretty...
It's pretty horrible.
...prevalent?
Oh, yes.
But I thought crabs are pretty easy. Crabs is just lice in your pubes, right?
That's correct.
It's not...
Yes.
I would think
that's what a doctor would say.
It's one of the easier ones to deal with, right? I mean, don't you shave your pubes
listen,
off?
You've got lice in your pubes.
Throw some shit down there. You spray some shit and you're done.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's not really a big deal.
You get a Brazilian.
Hey! I don't know. The Surgeon General still classifies crabs as a sexually transmitted disease, which I think is
it
bullshit.
Is.
Marginalized crabs. They're an animal. No. Honestly, they're a being. Imagine if you're a crab...
But I think
you're in your nature just like a fucking rabbit.
I think the problem is calling them crabs.
Yes.
When they're really pubic lice.
Oh, right. Well, I mean, who wants to say pubic lice?
It's true.
Welcome to the Pubic Lice Network.
At some point, there was a rebranding of pubic lice.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, dudes, the whole pubic lice thing ain't working. We're going to have to Mad Men it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
come up with...
Pubic lice, if you ever talk to him, really just sounds like... Shut up! Oh, yeah. Those are the worst pubic lice, too. They speak in tongues.
They're
so loud.
The Christian pubic lice.
Oh, God, you're loud and itchy.
All that praying.
Wonderful.
You got to sit and listen to.
No.
Oh, maybe that's why people go crazy.
What do you mean?
Think they're hearing voices in their head, but it's voices on their head.
You've just got pubic lice. You're fucked.
Whispering in their ears.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Speaking of fucked, we might have played this or not. This is Gordon Klinging shit.
Oh, yes, Gordon.
Did we? We might have played this, but, you know, it's a medical marijuana state, so.
Hashtag MMOT.
Don't forget to listen to the Cantilinguists right after this show, the rerun from Saturday.
Legalize it, baby!
And fresh and a freshly packed.
Yummy.
And lit and passed your way, 4 p.m. on Saturday, a new Cantilinguist.
Burn a bowl.
Cantilinguists.
Smoke a bowl.
We'll be there for you to listen to for all of your marijuana news.
Yes.
Product reviews.
Right.
Some pretty personal stories by the hosts.
Oh, yes.
Et cetera.
Openly talking about their sexual lives.
That's right.
On the air.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, no.
We welcome everything here on Crab Diving Network.
Tell us your pervy stories.
It's a giant nudist colony. Run around, set those titties free.
Right. It's like Mazo Beach in Wisconsin. Yeah,
let your sacks hang.
You've seen that nude beach in Wisconsin. It's like the worst thing ever.
I've seen it from a boat.
I've seen it from a canoe, too. I saw a big fat guy, totally naked, not one stitch of clothes on, not even a fucking hat for the fucking sun. He was barefoot fishing.
Right.
Fishing.
Right.
A hook. Dude. Ooh. I know. I just think of a bunch of drunk, fat Wisconsinites trying to fucking...
God, with like a purple wiggler lodged in their sack.
I mean, really, how depressing would it be? You're putting a worm on a hook, and you look down at your dick, and you're like, God, that worm's bigger than my...
It's cold.
Than my wang.
The Wisconsin River's
come on.
Breezy.
Don't be stupid.
Chilly.
Mazo Beach, nude beaches in Wisconsin, that's a strictly summertime event.
Well, and, you know, it is Wisconsin, so it ain't exactly...
It's best to go there if you're blind.
Let's just say Abercrombie and Fitch don't go recruiting at the Mazo Beach.
What would they wear, honestly? Here, look, we made you a little glove out of a medium-sized shirt that a normal human wears. It'll fit your big, meaty hand.
But really, you go by and it looks just like a bunch of pink beach balls with little brown dots.
Fucking...
little brown dots at crotch level.
You gross cheesehead. Put on some fucking pants. Please!
Rock on!
I'm trying! No.
Why not?
Let him,
who cares?
I'm canoeing.
Who gives a
shit? Yeah, I don't give a shit. You're right. I don't care about anything. I don't care. Hey, be naked. Who cares?
Let
a fishing hook hit your sack.
Right. I mean, that's the least of the problems.
It's so funny. It's like a guy's fishing totally naked. And I'm like, go by on the bottom of his wave. I'm like, hey, how's it going? How are you? Nice dick, dude. What? You know what my dad...
We're talking about, for those that don't know, in Wisconsin,
right.
It's the Mezzomany Beach.
Who would know
there's
this?
There's a nudist beach in fucking Wisconsin, and that's what we're talking about.
Kind of rough.
And
they run around and frolic, the nudists.
They frolic. That's what nudists do. It's part of the code.
It's not sexual, the frolicking.
It's not.
They just run. I don't know. Why are they running around? When I go to the beach, I just like to fucking sit there, drink a beer, think about nothing. I'm not running.
I think there's a lot of that, too.
Who needs to frolic? Please.
Frolicking is overrated. You're suggesting.
Sit there. Sit there with your dick out, getting sunburned. That's
rock
the other
out
thing.
With your cock out.
Right. Did you apply some lotion to the back of my sack? I can't reach it.
Well, that's what I would be worried about is the sack burn.
Oh, my God. You're Irish. Jesus.
I had that roof. Remember in Chicago, I lived in that great apartment, had that rooftop deck.
You got a penis like a vampire. Can't be in the sun. Melt.
That rooftop deck, that was our private rooftop, and we were the tallest building in that area, and my girlfriend at the time used to be like, let's go out and sunbathe naked.
Oh, my God.
And I just, I did a couple of times.
You
but
go
it was
out
weird
because
the fucking planes land at goddamn O'Hare and they turn around over the lake. Have you ever, landing at O'Hare sometimes, they bypass it and then they turn around if they're using a certain east-west.
I'm so drunk at this point in the flight, I have no fucking idea what you're talking about.
Clutching for life as the planes get ready to land.
I'm praying.
But the planes turn around and they... We're flying right over that area. So I'm thinking, I've looked down from a plane
oh, yeah.
that close. And I know we had to look like Mezo Beach from there.
You know,
we had
one
to
time,
look like two pink dots with brown dots.
Did you ever read that story? This guy, this pilot was flying into O'Hare, and he saw a couple of people sunbathing nude, and he put the plane in a total roll so they could get a better look.
Did he upside down?
Yeah. Inverted.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Wave to them. But I was always worried about, you know, burn. Cockburn.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't see the light of
honestly,
day.
Honestly, whatever, man. I'm like, no. You lay out on the fucking roof naked if you want to. Have fun. I'm going to wear clothes like a human being.
You would do it.
No. Maybe.
You would do it.
Maybe years ago, but I'm not putting up with that shit.
Not now?
No.
Fuck it. I'm putting out my tighty-whities.
I'm not doing it. I'm doing whatever.
Sitting there with a beer.
Yeah, I'm doing what I want. And I'm not. And guess what?
It's true.
You do what you want.
Right.
You go naked on the roof. Why should I? I don't have to. Nobody gives a fuck. Who wants to see me naked on a roof? Nobody in a plane.
In a plane.
All these fucking helicopters in Koreatown. I wouldn't do that here.
Oh, God.
This cop, they're out all the time now.
It's really like.
When was the last time?
Fucking shooting Black Hawk down here every goddamn day.
Although.
It's a pain in the ass. There are sometimes. I'm trying to watch a fucking. I don't have a lot of time to watch TV.
I know.
Every once in a while,
right?
We like to maybe fire up the telly.
Yes. Hello.
Dust it off, our ancient television, and watch, I don't know, a fucking 46 minutes of Shark Tank. Is that much to ask?
Yes.
And it really sounds like a fucking Apocalypse Now with all the goddamn helicopters that fly over
right.
this part of town.
I remember that Black Hawk down, though. I bet if you had ever been to wherever the fuck that took place.
Somalia.
Yeah, you wouldn't be like, it's like Somalia here.
No,
I bet Somalia is pretty hardcore.
I think it's a little rough.
God,
it's a libertarian dream, though.
I really like that movie. I've watched that movie
a bunch.
It's
a great movie.
Black Hawk Down. Because who's the fucking lunatic that drives the...
Wilson isn't... Or one of the... No, yeah. Owen... Wait, yeah. Which Wilson?
Luke Wilson's
Luke,
in it.
Luke or Owen?
Darren.
Darren Wilson.
I don't know. It's none of the
cop that shot.
Dude.
Michael Brown.
Yeah.
Did we not know he had an acting career before he was out shooting teenagers in Ferguson?
Right. Yeah, shooting them in the back like 33 times. Oh, they sell some cigarettes. No. None of the Owen Wilson, Luke Wilson was in that fucking movie. No.
I'm thinking of the other one. What was the one where behind enemy lines? Wait.
You're thinking of the Royal Tannenbaums.
No, I'm not.
Very similar.
There was a Wilson that was dropped behind, like left behind, or he was the last soldier.
Wilson. That's in that movie with Tom Hanks on the island.
No, either Owen, one of the
Saving
Wilson,
Private
I think
Ryan.
It was the blonde one with the fucked up nose. Which one is that?
The guy that slit his wrist. Yeah, that's him.
Sad,
Bottle Rockets.
Sad that that's what you know of.
Listen. Oh, you're talking about that movie with the blue steel look. They're coming out with a new one, by the way. The Zoolander.
It wasn't Zoolander, but yes, he was in Zoolander.
They're coming out with a new Zoolander,
you know, that
by the
guy
way.
Had slit his wrist.
Yeah. We could really use Brent Paris, Hollywood hick host, in here right now.
He'd be able to rattle this shit off.
Yeah. What movie was he in? He was in Thin Red Line. He
Who?
Played Jesus. No, that's Jim Caviezel.
That's Jim Caviezel, who is now claiming...
is he Jesus, too?
Christian persecution in Hollywood.
Please.
He said once he played... What? Because he said once that he was in Mel Gibson's
right.
movie
yes.
and played Jesus getting flagellated
oh, yeah.
and the shit beat out
you know, him. You know, hey, how about this? They had a crow land on his head and pick his eyeball out.
Did they really?
You know how I know.
I think I fell asleep. I fell asleep during Passion of the Christ. We rented it, tried to watch it, and we both fell asleep.
My ex-wife, on her birthday, or on her mother's birthday, or something.
I remember
listen
story.
To this. One of them, for their birthdays, wanted to see this fucking movie. Who would want to see this on your birthday? It's so it's a guy gets strung up on a piece of wood, beat to death. A fucking crow lands on his head, eats his eyeball. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
They went to see this together. I told them no. I said I wasn't going. Could you imagine? I was like, no, I don't want to go. I'm not going to see this movie on your birthday, on anybody's birthday. I'm not sacrificing myself to see him sacrifice himself.
It was behind enemy lines, by the way. It was
behind enemy Gene Hackman.
Lines. No.
Gene Hackman was in that.
Was he?
Honestly, look it up.
Oh, it is. Gene Hackman, Owen Wilson. Actually, Owen Wilson had top billing over Gene Hackman.
That is bullshit. What?
Flag on the field, ladies and
Survey
gentlemen.
Says, No. I mean, Gene Hackman's a much bigger star. I like Owen Wilson. Listen, I've always liked him in movies and shit, but he's no Gene Hackman. Gene Hackman's a fucking legend.
He was Owen Wilson. Do you remember when we were in the Rome Termini train station?
Oh, yes.
What big star did we run into? Who was location scouting, who also played Jesus?
Oh.
He played the goblin. I know this one.
No, it was Philip Seaman Hoffman.
It wasn't Philip Seaman Hoffmore.
Hoffman.
It was...
Oh, it was Spider-Man, the bad guy from Spider-Man.
Right.
The other guy that played Jesus.
WD.
The best Jesus.
Are his initials?
WB.
D. Dog.
William Defoe.
Willem Defoe.
Right.
Was wandering around, but...
He was naked.
A different trip to Rome I had a celebrity sighting of Owen Wilson.
What was he doing?
Outside the Parthenon.
Oh, sad.
The Pantheon. Parthenon, Pantheon.
He was sad. Pantheon. He saw you and he was like, yeah, I'm going to go do it. I'm just kidding. Kill himself.
What?
Was it right? I mean, was this around the time he tried to take his life?
Or? I remember I heard his voice.
Oh, really?
And I was like,
hey, man.
Yeah, right. And somebody had just signed an autograph. So it was totally him. And I just remember he was wearing like bright white pants. And it was just he couldn't be more look at me. Like, you think they would want to blend in, maybe.
He's got to be a stoner, correct?
Not have, I would hope so.
I mean, he seems like it. I'm just saying.
Get that vibe from
him. Makes me sad that he tried to kill himself, because he seems like such a fucking fun, happy-go-lucky guy.
Maybe he's...
Nobody's happy, that's what that tells me.
Maybe he's on the right meds now. Now maybe he's happy-go-lucky.
Yeah.
Or maybe... He's done with, whatever shit was going on.
What year do you think Gene Hackman got his first movie credit in, or his first IMDb credit? Because that guy has been in movies ever again. We have the internet. Why not?
I have it right here because I'm looking at IMDb to see what who was in that movie.
I'm going to make a guess here. Gene Hackman's first IMDb credit, the first year I'm going to say 1959.
Not bad. He played a cop, uncredited.
Oh, shocking.
In something called Mad Dog Coll? C-O-L-L? Coll? Mad Dog Coll.
Never heard of it.
In 1961.
Holy shit.
His first credit was on something called Tallahassee 7000. It was a TV series.
What in the fuck could that possibly be about? Tallahassee 7000. That's the capital of Florida.
And he played some guy named Joe Lawson.
Okay.
I don't know what that
Joe
means.
Lawson.
Tallahassee 7000. Special Agent Lex Rogers of the Florida Sheriff's Bureau travels the state to assist local police departments fight crime in their jurisdiction.
That's it? That's the movie?
No, it was a series.
I see.
Starring?
Yes.
26 episodes of this shit went out. Starring as Lex Rogers.
Oh, my God.
None other than Walter Matthau.
Oh, my God. I was going to say Paul Lynn.
Walter Matthau. I'm just reading down. I don't recognize any of these other names.
Shit. I mean, just forget. Like, it's so sad. You forget that Walter Matthau for a long time was the biggest motherfucker in Hollywood, right?
Big fucking star.
Yeah.
I don't see any other names that were really famous in this, but 26 episodes, so we got like one full season, right?
Yeah.
Who was in 1961?
Was he in Clute, or was that Kiefer's dad? That was Kiefer's dad. Oh my God, we're in like an IMDb hole. We got to get out of this. What's going on in the world?
IMDb hole.
God damn it.
I got a couple clips here.
Oh, shit.
Tell me if we heard this Klingon shit.
It's enough that they want the legal right to do that themselves.
We did hear this. He's talking about the homosexuals.
Of course he is. Is he really?
It's hard. Hard for you to believe. God, now I'm torn because this is a lot of Glenn Beck we got. But
Glenn Beck. Come on.
But we teased this yesterday, and it's only a minute long, so let's do this one.
Okay.
This is... You talk about the meeting of the mindless. This is... Although Alex Jones is a fucking genius. Just a genius. Everything's a false flag.
And he's rich, right?
There you go. Everything's a conspiracy. Everything's a false flag. You go on the internet and you yell.
Didn't that whack?
Which is kind of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't Alex Jones that wackadoo that said that he's got a significant amount of his income invested in firearms?
Yeah, that might have been. I remember him being on Howard Stern, right? Didn't Howard Stern interview him? And Howard was trying to say, you know, you don't really believe your bullshit, do you? You don't really believe it. And he stuck by his reporting. It's a false flag. It's a false flag. I swear it's a false flag.
How does he make his money? Does he get his money off selling ads on his YouTube channel?
And probably bullshit. He probably sells, you know, survivalist kits like FEMA camp escape kits and stuff like that.
He sells a pill you can take that can make you impervious to the effects of chemtrails.
Right. Makes you in a pill that makes you forget there's a black guy in the White House. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That would sell.
We should start giving out
like
those pills.
Hotcakes.
Oh, yeah.
Then nobody would watch Fox News.
Well, what you do is you get a little adjustment on your television that whites all the black people. That makes them look white. It makes people feel makes rednecks
An
feel
app.
Better. Oh, yeah.
The white supremacy app, the GOP app, where everything you watch on television makes everybody white and translates it all to English, a perfect southern drawl.
It's called White It Up. You know,
White It Up.
Like, I went to this audition years ago, I was auditioning with this African-American guy, and we did the scene, and the casting director looks at this dude, and he's like, you know, could you, you know, and the guy looked at him, Black It Up, and he was like, yeah, if you could, just a little bit. And he did. And I bet he got the fucking job.
He knew.
He blacked it up.
He knew.
Could
you black it up?
You know, black it up. And I was like, oh, who are you talking to, me or him? And he was like,
So this is Alex Jones interviewing this sea hag. I can't believe that she's still striding the earth. Phyllis Schlafly.
Oh, yeah.
Who is, I don't know, what is her organization? The American Family Jesus
Council. You know why I can't stand her? It's because when we do a show and we talk about her and I put it in the summary,
can't spell Shaft.
I just say Phyllis Shaft. Shaftly? Is it Shaftly? Shaftly.
It's Phyllis Schlafly. Christo Hag.
Shithead.
From, I don't know where she's from.
Hades, I believe. The underworld.
Right. From Satan's taint.
She was forged in Sauron.
So she was on yapping about Eagle. She's the Eagle Forum is her group. Now.
Eagle Forum 5.
The Eagle Forum.
Settle
America
up.
And shit. Eagle. I'm trying to find. I thought I had an eagle.
It really does. Oh, you have an eagle sound?
There we go.
That's an eagle? Sounds like a seagull.
It says eagle.
Well.
That's a girl screaming.
Oh, I love that. That's scary.
Anyway. I'm trying to see if I had seagull.
That's
now.
A good scream.
A That's not a bad scream.
I want to scream like a horror movie scream, like one of those.
Oh, yeah, horror like queen.
Yeah.
So here is Phyllis Schlafly.
Hello, Phyllis.
And Alex Jones. And I think they're talking about the Ebola.
Oh, God.
Let's not have any of this talk about bipartisanship and trying to make a deal.
Oh, no, she's just talking about the results of the election.
That's Phyllis?
Yeah, that's Phyllis.
I thought that was Mickey Rooney.
That's Phyllis from... calling from somewhere in the dark tower.
Yes.
It sounds like.
How does she get cell reception in a crypt? It's amazing.
So
she doesn't have AT&T. That's what I got. You can't get fucking phone. Doesn't come in L.A. Fuck you guys.
Let's not have any of this talk about bipartisanship and trying to make a deal with them. Use our majority and restore some constitutional rules. The idea of letting Obama make new laws with executive amnesty and executive action is just unacceptable.
She's pissed off because Obama might wave his big black scary magic pen and do as much as he can using executive action.
Mexicans!
To, I don't know, make things a little bit easier for
Yay.
People who want to come to this country and work here and live
right.
here.
I get some Mexican friends. I have lots of Mexican friends. I love them. You know what I mean, Phyllis?
Just like they have to have a gay friend.
Yeah,
too,
you have
right?
to have a gay said? Friend. You have to have a black
so how
friend.
How many people are going to have to be chained to these people?
A lot. It's going to be a real pain. If you're a bigot, that's the pain in the ass it's going to be. In my world, you got to if you're a racist asshole, you have to walk around with a gay person, a black person, a Mexican person, an Asian person, a Jewish person.
Islam?
Yes.
A Muslim?
A Muslim?
Hopefully you'll find some that are all mixed together, like a gay, black, Muslim,
right.
atheist.
You know what the worst thing is? When you got to go somewhere and your Samoan friend is falling asleep, you can't wake him up. Impossible to drag him.
It's like when you go to college and you take the right class that covers like three or four different prerequisites.
Yes.
It's like that. You got to have your
You got to get, I don't know. I don't,
your mixed race, sexual, gender, whatever.
Well, how else, but really, to my point, yes. how else are you going to cram empathy into the brains of these right-wing nut jobs?
Empathy?
I'm trying to think of
that
something.
That sounds like some Jesus bullshit.
Oh, does it?
Like, I mean, the real stuff that Jesus allegedly talked about.
Oh.
Like being nice to each other and helping the poor and shit.
Are you saying I'm Christ-like? Thank you.
I think
that's a huge compliment.
I think that
that's the nicest thing anybody's going to say to me all day.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
They called him Shark Jesus.
Anyway, here's more Phyllis.
It's just unacceptable in a free country.
What's going to happen if Boehner and McConnell ride herd on the good Republicans? There's a lot of good ones in there. And they don't repeal Obamacare or they let Obama sign a bunch of executive orders. What's the word you're getting? Are they planning to slap him down? Because
So Phyllis.
They can't repeal Obamacare. They don't have the votes. I know they're going to try. They're going to send repeal after repeal up to Obama. He's going to veto it. And then they don't have 60 to override a veto in the Senate. So it's not going to happen. It's not going
to
happen.
Somebody needs to give that guy a glass of fucking water or a lozenge.
So it's like the same bullshit that the House under the leadership of the orange crying dude,
the Oompa Loompa,
have been doing is just like, well, you know, it's Thursday, so we need to try to repeal Obamacare again, even though they knew it was pissing in the wind.
Yeah,
because they didn't have a chance of even getting brought up at the Senate.
But you know, we're doing what the American people want. We're repealing that fucking Obamacare.
What do you think Mitch McConnell thinks when he's sitting on the toilet taking his shit? He's like, What am I going to do today? Wait.
One of the worst images.
Shut down the government?
You've ever put in my brain.
Shut down the government?
Him sitting on the toilet.
Repeal Obamacare? That's all he does. I mean, honestly, like, what is their agenda? What do they think about, these GOP motherfuckers?
Well, not to help the
before
country.
Before they go to work.
Not to help the country.
What are we going
to
work on today? We're going to make it so people can frack.
Well, yeah, how are we going to fuck Obama today? And
Obama. They're fucking the country.
And, he wants to go after the EPA because, you know, that evil clean air shit.
We want to raid in the EPA. By the way, all of a sudden there's fucking earthquakes in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to be now 2 more years behind the rest of the fucking cunting planet
right.
in trying to prepare for this warming that's happening.
The apocalypse.
What we're going to do about it. And now we've got profound knuckle-dragging moron ninnies who are apparently going to be the heads of these committees now, which decide, you know, this committee shit doesn't mean nothing. Those guys decide what gets brought up to be discussed.
Are they going
to
bring up the fact that in West Virginia the water tastes like licorice?
Well, no, that's the thing is you can't, it won't even be brought up for possible discussion to possibly then vote on talking about it. Then later you vote on talking about it.
I looked at the first things the leader of the science committee is going to bring up. Number one, Benghazi.
Right? All of it.
Benghazi.
Impeach.
Oh, yeah. Shut down the government.
Here's Phyllis and Alex some more. So Alex said, what do you think if he's going to – what are they going to do if they don't repeal Obamacare? He knows they're not going to appeal Obamacare. So he's like, you know, what are they going to do if they can't do it? And let's listen to Phyllis's wisdom. Ancient Skeksis' previous heartbeat.
Planning to slap him down because Obama seems belligerent. He says he's going forward.
Yes, he is, and he seems to think that he's some kind of a king who can do whatever he wants, and they shouldn't let him get by with it. Of course, Congress has control of the money, and when he said he won't close our borders to people with Ebola. He wants $6 billion so he can set up a plan to stop Ebola in West Africa.
Ah, that drives me crazy.
Listen to her voice.
Ebola! We should be buying $6 million worth of rockets to shoot down anyone bringing a Negro here from West Africa.
Why don't you want to shut down Ebola in America? Why in West Africa?
Good God, 150 years ago, she would have been screaming, bring more blacks over.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ship more over.
Right.
Now she's wanting to shut down.
Are you saying Phyllis, in an earlier time, might have owned people?
I think she's maybe occasionally a little wistful.
These two people.
For the good old days.
Yeah. God, Alex Jones and Phyllis Schlafly chatting it up together.
Oh, horrible, right?
What a bunch of...
Oh, well, what do you think? He's getting a little belligerent. You know that? How about that key word there, belligerent?
You know,
so it's the belligerent black guy in the White House, man. You got to be scared of him. He's a king.
That's the worst kind of black,
he's
belligerent.
He's a king. Thinks he's a king. I saw Zulu.
Starring Michael Caine. Hello. Listen, I think at some point, don't you think, like, what do you do with these people? Put them on an island? That's what I would do if I was in charge.
Well,
all you right-wing nut jobs.
I think we need them to, you know, laugh at, but I think...
I can find my joy in other things.
I think people, giant mega corporations like Fox News...
Yes.
Maybe need to not treat these marginal people...
What?
And these marginal beliefs, these lunatics... as deserving of equal time.
Here's what I'll do for these lunatics. Okay, you believe in the Bible? How's this? I'll send you on a cruise in the Ark. We'll look at the Bible,
right,
and we'll build it exactly how they said. We'll put a shitload of animals on it. And how long were they on the Ark?
40 days and 40 nights.
Right? Have a ball. Have a ball, motherfucker. You can hang out with goats and snakes.
Wait, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. I think it might have taken a while for them to
40 days and 40 nights. I thought that's how long Moses spent in the desert with the Jews before he saw the bush burning.
God's a creature of habit.
I see. I read. My parents made me read the Bible when I was a kid, but they gave me a choose your own adventure.
You could decide how it
is. It was a pop-up book. Oh, yes. Actually, they didn't do that. They just gave me the Bible on ViewMaster. Do you remember that? ViewMaster? That was cool. You don't remember ViewMaster?
I do. Absolutely. Oh, sorry. I was reading about Noah at the same time.
Yeah. Noah. Noah was a jerk off too. I heard he was just like, oh no, wait, that was Russell Crowe who played Noah. That was a jerk off.
Oh, Noah. By the way, man, I wonder what kind of diet he ate. He lived to be 950.
He's good looking
Did
too.
Did you know that?
Oh yeah, dude, Noah.
And I think he was fucking away up till like 949.
He was on the South Beach diet.
It's really very, very amazing. See,
it's amazing. This
will drive the literalists crazy because here on the Wikipedia,
is that
page
what they're called,
Noah,
literalists?
I don't know.
I love
fundamentalists,
that.
Literalists. They talk about the origins of some of it, and there's the Mesopotamian Epic of Gilgamesh, which was created 2,500 years BC.
The Epic of Gilgamesh,
a flood story. Exactly the same as the Noah story.
Guys, get my lawyer on the phone now!
With a few variations,
it's bullshit,
such as the numbers of days of the deluge, the order of the birds.
So you got not just two birds, you got the order of the motherfucking birds.
They have the order.
That's the inventory of the flying.
And the name of the mountain on which the ark ended up resting.
Ararat, right? Mount Ararat.
That's what the Christians believe.
Yes.
But in the Mesopotamian... Epic of Gilgamesh, it landed elsewhere, which predates the Noah story,
but
couldn't have anything to do with that because that is the fake story, of course.
No, everybody
the Noah one really, really happened.
Everybody knows that Russell Crowe and the Ark and Noah landed at Helm's Deep.
Right.
That's my favorite part of the Lord of the Rings movie. The battle at Helm's Deep.
Battle at Helm's Deep.
Did we talk about that recently? That is the most on-screen deaths ever.
Oh, no, I don't remember. Maybe
I had a conversation with somebody about that. I don't know. But that's on-screen. More people died in Helm's Deep than any other movie.
Wow.
On-screen deaths. I'm not. And somebody brought up an interesting point. What about Alderaan?
Oh, millions.
When the Death Star
cried out, as if millions of souls cried out and were silenced.
Alec Guinness, when he did that scene, he was like, "That's all I'm doing. I'm doing it once. Can we do it one more time for safety, Obi? Fuck you."
Is that a man in an elephant costume in
right.
the corner?
I'm done. I'm done acting with Mark Hamill for the day.
I played Hamlet in 1937.
Bring me a boy and a snifter of brandy. I just had to act with... Who played Princess Leia?
Carrie Fisher. She was so drugged out.
Miss Fisher.
Could have told her she was a boy.
She stabbed me with her Coke fingernail.
It lasted 40 days and 40 nights. The rain. The waters elevated with the summits of the highest mountains.
Ew, sexy. Put the porn music on.
Under 15 cubits of water.
He brought forth the holy hand grenade.
22 feet, 6 inches.
What's a cubit?
15 of them are 22 feet, 6 inches.
Oh, shit.
So
that's a couple of trips to Home Depot.
So the highest mountain was 22 feet underwater. Flooding the world for 150 days and then receding in 220 days.
And back then you're like, honey, you got to turn on the Weather Channel.
God, and I'm just going crazy about that guy in your brother's Facebook thread.
Oh, my God.
That is putting just a screed of what he believes is evidence for the fact that this shit happened.
Find me on Facebook.
This really happened.
And then go find my younger brother's feed about
Noah's
Ark. I find it entertaining. Were you not entertained?
Yeah. Well, and your brother, I don't know where he got... He spent some time on the counter research because he's talking about like density of animal shit and the weight of piss and how ridiculous it is to think how many man hours it would take per day. I remember one thing he said, it would take 229 man hours per day and there's only 8 people.
Per week. Oh, per day.
Per day to just to clean out all the shit.
You know, it's
piss. So obviously, the ark must have included some state-of-the-art shit removal system, or all the asses of all the animals were just sticking out the window.
Oh, yeah, and Noah bored out, holes. Each for each animal
glory
on the
holes
ark.
For each animal?
Yeah. You know the way, I don't mean to change the subject, but the way Kate is lounging against the window, I'm worried that her neck is going to get tangled in the fucking... pulls
no, too high up
for the blinds.
It's too high up.
She's going to hang herself.
She's not going to hang herself during the show.
She's not good with strings and cords and things.
She's a little skittish around cords. She acts as if like a wolf trap gets her if a cord touches her foot.
It's like there's a scene in Saving Private Ryan where one of the soldiers gets tangled up in the razor wire at the trench. Honestly, when Kate walks through my earbuds on my iPhone, I'm like, she like starts losing her mind. I'm like, relax, okay?
She's a skittish little doggy. Speaking of,
somewhere back there is the ancestry of a wolf.
Nowhere back there.
I can't imagine.
Stop Ebola in West Africa. Now, we did dollars, so he can set up a plan to stop Ebola in West Africa. Now, we didn't elect him for that. And Congress holds the purse strings. They shouldn't give him the money.
So she's saying, fuck this kumbaya shit that the president and Mitch McConnell.
Oh, gross.
This little love fest they had that, that they should, because it was obviously a mandate.
Yes.
From the country that they swept in.
Right.
All of these Republicans.
Oh, a mandate. I thought you were like Mitch McConnell and Barack Obama hung out.
Had a mandate.
Yeah, they hung out in the backyard, fired up some barbecue, got in the hot tub. Yeah,
they did a little towel snapping.
Hashed out this country stuff, yes.
Right.
In the sauna. Oh, my God. We're like, Obama's like, hey, Mitch, not for nothing, but could you close your legs just a little? Believe it or not, your sack isn't.
It's really hard to shave my balls since I passed 64.
Oh, gross. Horrible white men. I mean, just running our country into the fucking ground. It's
Yeah, but you know, Mitchell made.
But what?
Mitch has already made millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah,
so,
got
it. Representing his the fine people of Kentucky.
We're out of
Explain
alcohol.
Explain that, by the way. He's been in for how many years? Yet he's somehow accumulated millions. Oh wait, maybe that's his wife that made it.
Oh yeah,
which has nothing to do with any of his.
Mitch the bitch McConnell.
speaking of, I was going to say bitches, but I guess this is kind of a bitch moment for him. It's time.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
It's time for a Glenn Beck moment, ladies and gentlemen. The host, King, Uber Fuhrer, and Grand Poobah of the Blaze Network, TV, radio, internet empire, set for world domination, the Glenn Beck, former Fox News host, I guess? He had his own show, right?
I just tweeted out Glenn Beck moment now on crabdiving.com /listen.
/listen, motherfuckers. Glenn, yesterday we talked at length about the fact that Glenn came out on
the
his
closet.
Show.
I'm gay.
And said,
I'm in love with a man named Fred.
Yes, to a box of dildo.
And said that he has been, for the past 5 years, I guess, suffering from a horrible illness that has sapped him of his energy and made him, like, I don't know, have fits where he looked crazy.
I'm suffering from rectal fatigue. Was it rectal?
Renal.
Renal.
Renal fatigue.
Adrenal gland.
Rectal fatigue is what happened when he blacked out.
Rectum. I'm suffering from rectum.
And it's adrenal. It wasn't even renal. Adrenal.
Fatigue.
Adrenal fatigue.
Well, it actually doesn't matter because it's total bullshit, right?
Kind of. I believe it was a neurologist from Yale.
Oh, okay.
Came out.
Yale Online.
And said that called it quackery. So the diagnosis and the alleged treatment.
Wow.
The miracle treatment that Glenn found.
That guy just can't say bullshit. He's got to actually sound like he went to Yale. It's quackery! Right. Who says that?
I'm sure.
He's probably an asshole.
When he first heard it, he was like, that's bullshit.
That's stupid.
So here's a little bit of Glenn on his show. He's already in tears when we start this clip. And he's telling us all about how he was basically getting ready to shed his mortal coil and go and hang out with the Lord and his magic golden plates.
Oh, boy. A golden ticket.
He was preparing who's going to run the show.
I love it.
Who he's going to leave his vast empire of all the millions,
shit.
The millions and millions of people. That listen. Who is he going to anoint to shepherd them? Here's a little bit of Glenn Beck talking about the plans for his demise.
I'll tell you later, but I've thought of the perfect person to take Glenn Beck's place. The perfect.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Just over 2 years ago, I began to search for my replacements. Pat and Stu for my radio show. Maybe Buck Sexton or Dana for TV.
You got to get Buck Sexton for anything because that's the best name. That's like a porn star name.
I was going to say Buck Sexton.
Butt Sexton.
Oh, no, it's Buck. Buck Sexton. You know, by the way, the lead, the big hero type lead that Kirk Cameron played on the Left Behind show.
Yes.
Buck. That's the first name. I forget the last name. It's
Buck Wild?
Yeah. Buck.
Isn't Buck Wild?
Buck Wild's a guy.
A transgendered porn star,
he
right?
He has a vagina.
It's a female to male who hasn't had the surgery.
Guy walks around with a hole.
But looks like a dude, yeah.
Right.
An extra hole.
Buck Sexton.
Almost everybody in my company I have stood away from and looked at for what piece they would fill. But the hardest part to fill was somebody that could actually think completely out of the box creatively and knew how to tell a great story.
like him.
I mean, I agree. I don't know who. I mean, listen, the guy put on red ruby rubber slippers or what the fuck ever and did a Dorothy moment.
Right.
He was the man in the moon.
Amazing.
He did. But the best thing was that Ebola reenactment or had a, you know what I mean? What did he do?
Oh, when they launched, they took a giant slingshot and they shot spaghetti with meatballs.
Spray me down.
And then they sprayed him to simulate projectile vomit.
Sauce.
And then they squirted chocolate sauce on him.
That was the best moment.
As if it was explosive diarrhea.
Right.
Because Lord knows that when you're a healthcare professional, you're laying right in asshole range. So that when they blow, it's spraying all over you.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Seriously, you know who could replace Glenn?
Who?
Kirk Cameron.
Kirk Cameron.
I think that's a great fit.
Kirk Cameron's an idiot. He can't weave a tale like this.
But he is a showman. Do you not remember Growing Pains?
I think when people write for him. Yeah. I'm going to get some Kirk Cameron clips. And
From Growing Pains?
From anything. From recent. You'll hear him talk. He's a ninny.
When I hired this guy, many of my long-term partners didn't understand. While all of a sudden I had a shadow all the time. They're like, who's this guy and what is he doing? They didn't know about my condition. They didn't know what I had asked him to do.
What? You know, why the rubber gloves?
I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but most people with quote-unquote conditions aren't as corpulent as Glenn, so that's all
I'm saying. Lost weight, but yeah.
He's healthy looking.
He's still
well-fed.
Rubenesque.
I'd love to say, if suffering from adrenal gland fatigue means you have the energy, the voice, and you look like that guy, sign me up.
I'm going to introduce you to him in the next couple of nights. He is the head of the American Dream Labs. His name is Ben McPherson.
He goes on and on.
Museums. Some of his paintings sell for as high as a quarter of $1 million.
Oh, wow.
Wait, this is a different guy.
It's not Ben McPherson.
So what do you do for a living? He said, well, I'm a painter by trade. I'm also a filmmaker. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, I think, is this the guy that's making those films that Glenn is shooting where there's the one where he's made up as a 90-year-old?
Well, he drives around in a van and then people get in and they have sex with Glenn and they film it.
As a 90-year-old in the video, he reaches, remember he said reaches into the mattress.
God.
He pulls out a tattered Bible and looks at the camera and says, this is now contraband.
Oh, yes, the apocalyptic Glenn. I love it.
Apocalyptic Glenn Beck.
No. Actually, I have a great idea for another replacement of Glenn Beck since you poo-pooed Kirk Cameron. Are you ready? Mel Gibson.
Oh.
Mel Gibson.
Now there you go.
I mean, he's a director.
Yeah.
He's a respected actor and director. A performer.
Respected?
Yeah.
I think he may have lost a little bit of the respect, don't you, after his
maybe. No. People that love Mel Gibson don't care about that. They don't care about that one fucking bit. I think my idea is a great replacement for Glenn Beck if he succumbs to adrenal gland fatigue.
That's who you would cast to play Glenn in the movie.
What color is the wristband for adrenal gland fatigue? Is it what is it? Fuchsia? They ran out of colors.
Right.
It's brown.
So that is what's going on there. Oh my God! It's we got to end the show really soon here, ladies and gentlemen. It's we've been going long. We're going live. We're going live hard and long.
Just like Glenn Beck.
Just like Glenn Beck here on The Big Show. We thank y'all for listening here. Let me cue up our end of show musica.
God be with you.
There it is. Anyway, don't forget to listen to us 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific every day live here on the network, crabdiving.com. Then you can listen to us as a podcast on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher.
Yes.
And go to crabdiving.com. You can also just download us there.
Listen to us whenever you like.
Don't forget that we are on the Twitter at crabdiving. We're on the Instagram at crabdiving. We're on Pinterest, crabdiving.
Oh, that's right.
We're also on Facebook. Lots going on there. You can also pick us up at crabdiving.com.
That's true.
Follow the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer. Find out where he's comedianing. and all of his other witty insights.
That's right.
At Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so fucking vile.
And everything and anything about us, ladies and gentlemen, as we said, can be found on crabdiving.com. Thanks for listening. The end of show drop isn't working, so we're just going to fade out.
La Resistance!
And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks for being here.